Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our YouTube channel. I got another great video for you today, especially knowing where we are in the state of our market and economy right now. So we all know that GDP has been down for two quarters in a row. Even though we readjusted the number, our gross domestic product is shrinking over two quarters in a row, which tells us that we are currently in a recession. So what you need right now are some recession-proof stocks and ETFs to help bolster up your portfolio in this time. So I'm going to give you some stocks, and I'm going to give you some ideas of why I picked these stocks. And if you're interested to know what those stocks really are, you sit right there. Hey, everybody. Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here on our YouTube channel. Love bringing these videos to you. Love having you support our channel. With that, let's get into my slides here. And these are recession-proof stocks and ETFs. I like ETFs because they give you an opportunity to take advantage of an industry without having to honing in on one specific stock. So it's a great way, especially if these are recession proof, to hone in on a whole industry and play one ticker symbol. Now, let's go start off this way. What stocks do best in a recession? And I think that that's probably a question that's on everybody's mind so that they're not getting the rug pulled out from under them on the stocks that they buy and they have to get in and get out and market is volatile. These are good stocks, and the types of stocks that do better in a recession are typically those of companies that provide, and listen to this, goods and services that are less price sensitive. You know, with high inflation, people paying a higher dollar to do a lot or buy a lot of goods and services. So we want those stocks or ETFs that are less price sensitive. In other words, things that people will buy even if they increase in price or if the consumer fears losing their job. All right. So they fall into categories or industries like consumer staples, healthcare, utilities, and there's something I want to add on to utilities when we get there. Grocery stores and discount retailers. Right now, when inflation is high, people are looking to cut the fat wherever they can. Just as long as they don't cut the bacon, gotta have bacon even in a recession.
Somebody's gotta eat all that bacon, cow. Might as well be us.
I think that that's kind of funny. All right. So with that, grocery stores and discount retailers, I'm going to give you either stocks or ETFs or both for all of these. Let's start off with consumer staples. There are certain things that consumers will continue to buy regardless of their economic situation. We can't get around buying these things. All right. And some consumer staple companies benefit from the tendency for people to eat home rather than to go to restaurants. How many of you, and I want to hear in the comments, how many of you are cutting back going out to eat? Think about that. All right. And if you do, there's a couple of companies that I want you to pay attention to for this. And my two consumer staple stocks that are well positioned in the event of a recession are Coca-Cola and Kraft. All right. So we're going to take a look at those. Next one, healthcare. While cosmetic and elective healthcare procedures may be postponed during times of recession, there still is a need for medical care ongoing. Medical products and supplies. For me, I have diabetes, so I still need my supplies for injections of insulin and insulin. So no matter what, if we've got a recession or not, and that for people who have high blood pressure, you take high blood pressure medications, you're going to pay for those subscriptions and so on and so forth. Regardless of the state of the economy, these companies should fare well in recessionary times. And I've got two healthcare ETFs that I want you to pay attention to. Utilities. We all got to pay utilities. We got to keep the lights on. We got to keep the heat on. We got to keep cooking. American. All of those things are necessities, even if we are in a recession. Not only are utilities necessary, but most utility companies are monopolies in the areas that they serve. So they're going to get your business regardless. This makes utilities companies a classic defensive stock. That is, stocks that do well when the rest of the market doesn't. I've got two ETFs there, NE and Duke Electric, but also, if you're going to buy into a utility, make sure that they pay dividends. All right. That's a key part of that. Next one, discount retailers. Ooh. So a lot of people are out there who normally go to the Harris Teeters, the Publix, and all of those things. As a recession hits or as prices continue to rise, they're going to find places where they can get food and groceries a little cheaper. Two discount retail stocks I have for you, Dollar Tree and Dollar General. And then I've also got a couple of stocks in there like Costco and Target that you need to keep your eyes on as well. All right, so this is the common sense behind the stocks in the ETFs that I'm picking. No matter what you think, it does make, you know, you got to use some semblance of common sense when investing in the market. And again, from the standpoint of that common sense, these just make sense. All right. Now I'm going to get into the VectorVest software and I'm going to find my watch list that I created for you. Now, granted, whether you want these stocks or you don't want these stocks, I am going to put this watch list of stocks into a portfolio and sometime down the line, preferably towards the end of the year, we're going to see, I'm probably going to do another video to see how well these stocks have held up during this time. Don't forget, remind me sometime during the year to go look at this portfolio. Right now, it's just a watch list. Notice that every stock or ETF in here is a buy or hold, even in the current market situation that we're in right now. Look at these. All of these, for the most part, are all in uptrends, even though we are in a recession. And that bodes well for the common sense behind these are still going to do well. They are all in uptrends, all in uptrends. Well, how about Occidental Petroleum? Not quite there. That's the only one with an RT right at one. Let's go down to the bottom of this list. Fundamentally sound stocks and ETFs, relative value above one, which means these stocks have good potential to outperform the market. The higher above one it is, the higher the probability. And they are safe stocks, which means for the most part, they will meet or exceed earnings expectations. And earnings is the engine that drives a market higher. So I like the picks, the common sense picks that are fundamentally sound by relative value and relative timing. And overall, the watch list of stocks is going up. If I scroll over a little bit more, there is dividend safety. Not all stocks in here pay a dividend, but the dividend overall that's paid, the dividend yield, and the dividend safety is above 50. So these stocks not only are good common sense stocks, but many of them pay dividends. As a matter of fact, let's go check to see. Out of the 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of the 10 pay a dividend. So now, not only are these good stocks for recession, but they will also provide you with passive income by receiving a dividend, a quarterly dividend. Folks, that's sort of like getting the best of all worlds tied up into one watch list of stocks. If nothing else, folks, keep your eyes on these. And again, they do make sense. I'm not going to do a lot more behind this right now. All I really want you to do is to keep your eyes on these. As a matter of fact, let's do this. I'm going to take this back to the beginning of August. August 1st, here's the 10 stocks. I'm going to do a quick test of these stocks. All right. And let's go see what they've done. Look at that. So now, do I want these to run away with the market or do I want these to sustain me in a recession? These stocks are up just for the month of August, 1.34%. The market is up 2.13%. So you sit back going, man, you're not even outperforming the market. Don't need to. All I need to in this time of a recession is have stocks that will keep me afloat to keep me from getting land blasted if we are in a true recession. Dollar Tree and Dollar General are the only two that went down really. XLV, the healthcare, down a little bit. But Occidental Petroleum, this is news driven though. That's because Warren Buffett is in the stock. I still am a fan of oil. You notice that oil wasn't in that list of common sense stocks. I'm adding those two, Occidental Petroleum and U.S. Oil or USO, because I do feel that in this time of recession, with the prices going up and oil possibly going up even higher, that it's going to be a recession-proof play. So Occidental Petroleum and USO are my two extra adds to this watch list to create the watch list of 10 stocks. In that month of August, seven of them went up, only three went down. And if we were in a full-blown recession, I still think we are. I think that that's a good way, a good portfolio of stocks to hopefully maintain. All right, let's do a graph of all of these. Let's go bring this back to current. And you know something? The Fed talks today at Jackson Hole. It's going to move the market one way or the other. And you know something? Even if the market does move higher, these are still good, solid stocks to keep your eyes on. And if the market does decide it's going to go down, these are good, solid stocks to help to sustain you during a recession. All right, let's go do a graph of these. Put these all on a three-month graph. Occidental Petroleum, we know that Warren Buffett is moving that stock. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Nee Electric in the utility electric, bottom left, top right. Right now, just off of three-month highs, watch the 3 and the 8 about to cross on an end-of-day basis. Now, Duke, on the other hand, doesn't look nearly as good as Nee. But again, this is going to be a situation where people are going to have to go to the utility, go to Duke for their utility. So keep that in mind. I'm looking at Dollar General, a little bit of a pullback right now, but watch as more and more people start to migrate to the lower dollar stores for groceries. Dollar Tree, this was, I think, an earnings play, and it was. I still think that it's got the potential in this situation to rebound. We will keep our eyes on that. IHF, this is in a healthcare ETF. You still got to get healthcare. You still got to go see a doctor. You still need to get supplies. A little bit of a pullback. Watch the 3 and the 8. Looks like it's about to cross in a moment. We'll see. Same thing with, here's another one, XLV, also an ETF in the healthcare industry. Nice update yesterday. Let's go see what it is. It's not too far from 3 month highs right now. Kraft, Heinz. Everybody loves ketchup. You remember the commercial? Anticipation is slow good. Remember that commercial? Type a one in there somewhere along the line in the comments. I just brought you back in time. A little bit of a sideways move right now, but if more people are going to be staying at home to eat, they're going to need the ketchups and the mustards and all of the things that Kraft provides, especially for your youngins. Macaroni and cheese. All right, Coca-Cola, an iconic name from consumer staples. Nobody will ever overtake Coca-Cola as the cola of choice because everybody and their mama know about Coca-Cola. I think this is a good play. And then USO, I know that oil has had its time, but right now I still think that it's getting ready. I got a hit here at a level of support of 21.49, hit, bouncing. Now I'm right at levels of resistance at 78.23. That was 71.49, not 21. 71.49, and right now the resistance is 78.23. We'll keep our eyes on that. Folks, again, if nothing more, these are stocks that you need to take to pay attention to. What I say, these are stocks that you need to buy now. I think that either the recession pushes us further down in the market, or if we even get a bump up, these are good quality stocks that are useful even in a moving up market up to the upside. It may not move as fast as growth stocks, but nonetheless, it will move up. And if from a recession standpoint, these are stocks that have the great capability of withstanding really big pullbacks in the market. Folks, We do the work, you reap the rewards. Our job is to provide you with the content to help you to grow your portfolio. Hopefully you take this. I would love very much if you share this video so that other people are brought on board of what we're doing here at VectorVest. So folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.